Tell me one.
5 more seconds.
Okay.
Yeah. This sounds silly. It makes the video cutting process so much easier if we stick to the schedule. You can go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for having me here. Let me start from a short introduction of what Internet of Threats means. What is an end node of Internet? So which are the communicating nodes of the Internet? The legacy approach, what is at the beginning, it was the Internet of Hosts. Internet threats were given to its controller. So actually, the communication takes place between the controllers of hosts. Nowadays, this concept has been made wider, and the network endpoints are virtual controllers of virtual network of virtual machines, or even in spaces. Internet of threats is one step farther. It means that we want even just processes, or even threads within processes, as nodes, as internet. So the idea is to give IP addresses, actually IPv6 address, we wouldn't have as many IPv4 addresses as we need, to threads or processes. The idea can be depicted from this. Long time ago, there were fixed line, and really the telephone number was connected to a place, a room. And it was common to call a number and say, "Is Jack at home?" Nowadays, we use portable phones, and the numbers are mapped to people. And it's very easier. So on the internet, what do we look for? We don't look for controllers. We look for services. So the most natural way is to have IP addresses connected to the process who is providing that service, not controllers or machines, virtual or real. A network stack is just a layer between API to the application layer and the API to the data link layer. Actually, these are two layers, layer 3 and 4 of the OSI stack. But anyway, it's a slice in the middle. This implementation is currently, most of the time, deeply inside the kernel of the machine of the computer you're using. But it can be seen as a library. And this library can be linked to a user process. And in this way, the user process can directly dialogate, can talk with the network. We made one further step to this implementation using the LibIoT, Library for the Internet of Threats. It's not a library that implements a stack. It's a framework library that allows to load actual implementation for network stacks as plugins, providing a unified API to the applications in such a way it is possible to run applications that can use either the kernel stack or any implementation of the network stack as a library. Actually, the actual implementation permits to change the implementation just by change a string, a C string. The actual stack supported by LibIoT are the kernel stack, Woody stack, which is actually a trick. It's a namespace using a top inside the namespace. So we are borrowing the kernel stack using it at user level. Then a real implementation of a user level TCP IP stacks like Pico TCP, the module is named Pico X, and in work in progress where I'm working to port lightweight IP to this support. Okay. What do we need in the API? The way to communicate, this is quite known, and this is the standard way we use the stack. So open, close, communication point, center, save. For all these, there are backlit sockets. But it's not common using the if you use the kernel stack, you have as guaranteed, as provided, the definition of the stack as a configuration parameters of the stack, like which is the IP address, which are the routing definitions, and so on. So we needed to add this support for the API. The definition of stack needed some syntax, some specific syntax. When using the API, a new stack is created. There is it's a pointer to a specific structure that can be used for communication. So the only difference for socket Unix, for the socket API, is that instead of using socket, there is a new call named msocket, which has one further parameter, which is the actual stack implementation to use. Okay, and then there are all the other API calls well known from Berkeley sockets. But okay, we needed to create and delete the stack, so in such a way to do that, we use those calls we have seen 2 minutes ago, and the pointer can be used for communicating. And what about configuration? Okay, for configuration, there is an RFC used, for example, by the Linux kernel that uses the address family netlink to provide messages for configuring the network. So there is no need of further API entry for configuration. We just need that our stack support AF netlink configuration. Another point about these sockets using for msocket. If it's a library layer, a library level implementation of the stack, the problem is that this integer could be an internal number of the library. Instead, we need that integer to be a real file descriptor, because we need the file descriptor to be used, for example, for poll socket. And we had to write a new new kernel module and a library named WPOL that creates a file descriptor in which the events can be synthesized. And so stack implemented a library at user level as a library can provide a real file descriptor, and this file descriptor can be used on select poll and so on. So we can use real Fuzzy Script, or Fuzzy Script coming from different implementation of the network, and write event-driven program altogether. Just a quick look to give you the feeling of what does it mean. This is a program just sending ciao using a datagram. This is the legacy way. This is the same example using internet threads. So here is the implementation. Just by changing this string, I can use any implementation I want, provided I have support for that. Okay, now the core of the presentation. We needed an ecosystem around this idea. So we needed a lot of stuff that we currently have in our tool set, but we need them implemented as internet threads. We needed calls. We needed calls to configure the network. These are not calls of the Internet of Threads implementation of the library Internet of Threads. These calls generate netlink messages, so can be used for configuring the kernel stack directly from a program. Let us pass quickly through this. We need a library to a query for DNS. Why? Because using the C lib implementation, it uses the kernel stack and it uses the definitions in etc.result.conf, and the string etc.result.conf is hard-coded in the clib code. It's not possible to change even the file to be used. But we designed a named proxy forwarders cache, especially for the internet threads. Which are the characteristics of this DNS? It uses the internet threads, so it can use for receiving queries or for forwarding queries different stacks defined by the user. But at the same time, they can provide further services, further features specifically useful for the internet threads. Let us pass. These are the configuration items, but I prefer to show you some scenario that can be in which the IOS named can be used. This is a common scenario. It's the common proxy scenario, like libmasq or similar, but implemented using internet threads. So the idea is that if we ask the cache, if we ask the proxy an address provided by a foreign node, we can cache the result and provide it back to the querier. Or we can add some specific local addresses. It doesn't provide a relay from external querier. The point is that we have a stack for the querier and a stack to forward the query outside. In this case, in this configuration, I provide the service to all the process connected to this stack, and I forward the queries on another different stack with a different implementation. Okay. This is these are the tests just to see that it is able to resolve foreign and local results. Or it can be used as a delegated subdomain. Okay? So they did that given a there is an S record providing forwarding defining this pink server as the responsible to the server DOM v2 and so on. So it provides back the solution. And here the new point is that we can use different stacks. But I kept some time to show you some more ideas. Managing DNS servers for IPv6 is a daunting process, very error prone, because if you have to write all those huge long numbers, it is very hard to not insert errors in the configuration. The idea is to create IPv6 address, the host part of the IPv6 address, using hash code, hash resolution, using the result of a hash function defined on the full defined domain name. So given the full domain, the full domain name, we can have the host part of the IPv6 address for free. So this is the proxy as in the previous example, the first example, but I can have I can ask the server to solve all the addresses like something hash.local, and I can use any string before a hash.local, and I get a name resolution. That means that if I add a new node, which can be any computer or even a process, I just have to baptize it, to give it a name, and it will be connected on the net without having to write any single line in the DNS server. The slides are on the website, so if you want to pass through and download the prototype from GitHub, you can test this. The same things can be done the reverse way around, so having a delegated domain that resolves addresses using hashes. So we can have a number of local machines that can be used, can be seen from the internet, just by giving them a name. But there is one more result, one more, which is one-time IP. One-time IP is a security feature, like a one-time password. One-time password means that you have a password that lasts for a short period of time. So if somebody is able to eavesdrop the password, is kept useless in a few moments. This is the idea of one-time IP. The host part of the address is defined by a hash, by a hash definition, okay, that changes during the time. It's a hash not only of the name of the fully qualified domain name, but includes a password and the time. So if the legitimate user wanted to connect to the server, it knows which is the actual IP address. Any other user, even if is able to trace the network traffic, it gets some address that will be null in a few seconds. Okay, I think I have no time to show the 5 minutes means time for questions, isn't it?
Yeah, 4 minutes left, including questions.
Including questions. Just one point and then I go to the question. Named ACP is another tool which asks, which uses the HTTP server, but these DHCP servers query the DNS to provide the address to the computer, node, process, or whatsoever, so that you can just say to your computer which is the name, and the resolution is provided. The definition of all the networking configuration is provided. Getting replies from the DNS server. Okay, just I have to stop. I would have a lot of more examples to give you. Questions?
What is the?
You just repeated it. Okay. What is the overhead of using a different a network stack in every thread, especially if you're using the one-time IPs for each connection? What is the overhead that you get within the application for if you have a lot of connections coming in?
For sure, on single connections, we have some performance drop. But the point is that the overall bandwidth by all the application you have on your system can use the entire bandwidth. So you have the experience that you spread democratically the bandwidth among your processes. So questions? Sorry, I can't tell you.
Is latency a factor, like bandwidth is?
Actually, the point is that behind the user level, behind the user level stack, there is a virtual network, which is virtual distributed internet. That using support like VXVDE, which is like VXLAN without VTAP. So each process is part of the distributed switches. Latency are quite good because you have a direct UDP connection, unicast connection from end to end, from a process in one machine to the process to the other machine. Without having, so there is a direct UDP one-to-one.
So this is being done in short distances, close proximity. This is not something that's being done in a more geographic thing.
Yeah. My idea is to have a new concept of computing elements. So instead of having your computer with the process. You have locally a localized network of a cluster of computer with all processes which are nodes of different networks. So you have the real networks, which is just the basic framework, and you have you extract this in a number of virtual networks that connect processes running in which physical node you like.
That's all the time we have. Thank you, Renzo.